We're back here on News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues here on a Wednesday morning. We're talking with our school officials from Riley County and Blue Valley Schools. Superintendent Cliff Williams, USD 378. John Cox, USD 384. And John, I know we touched on some of the activities going on over in Cliff's district, and let's talk about what's going on in Blue Valley Schools right now.
Well, it's exciting times. It's really exciting that we've been able to have somewhat of a normal schedule. You know, last year we were marred by different issues and quarantines and such, and we've been very fortunate that this year we have not had that. And so everyone's healthy and excited to be on the court and field, and we've had some successes, and that's really good. So we've got middle school football coming up this Thursday at Washington County. Volleyball will be at 4 o'clock, and football will be at 6:30. And then high school football on Friday at Frankfort. We have a great opportunity for our fifth grade students. They're going to be attending Starbase in Manhattan. And that, if you haven't been to that, that's really a neat thing for students to attend. And our fifth grade students will be attending that on the 27th. We've got parents' night. And I can't even believe that it's that time of the year where we're having parents' night for sporting activities. But September 28th will be our parents' night for volleyball. It'll be a quad, so it'll be a very good night of volleyball and introducing our players to the community. We've got picture day coming up. I can't even believe that it's picture day. And it so happens that picture day falls on our homecoming week, so that could be interesting. So please, parents, if you're listening to this, and I know that you are, please make sure that you have your children dress appropriately for pictures before they dress appropriately for our day that day. And I don't want to give it away because it's going to be an interesting day. So please make sure they're prepared on the 29th. We tried to reschedule that, but with the conflicts of other things, we couldn't do it. So I apologize for that. October 1st is our homecoming football game. It's really been a great experience to plan for that week because last year we weren't able to have all of the fun activities like the parade and such. We're taking this year to take a district approach. And although it's primarily a high school event, the middle school will be providing a float for it as well. And the elementary school students will be coming over to observe. And I think that's going to be a way to bring our community together, but it'll be a fun day nevertheless. Those are really the activities that we have. As we get into October, we will have parent-teacher conferences as well. So be on the lookout for notes to come home, updates to our website. All the information you could need is at usd384.org.
All right, very good. Cliff, I know you've got some other activities going on as well.
Yeah, Brandon, we started a ESSER after-school program this year, and note that unique name there is all the districts received some funding from the federal government there to try to provide opportunities for kids to get caught back up of any ground maybe they lost with the pandemic. And so we're able to provide that in our grade school for grades 2 through 6. Currently we're averaging about 100 kids a night, which is fantastic for us. We're so excited about that. It runs from about 3:30 to 5:00. Trying a variety of activities, again, to allow kids to get caught back up, but yet have some fun in there and kind of working on their social emotional challenges that they have as we reintegrate with still different parameters around the kids. And so we're so fortunate that we are able to have those funds to be able to do that. It's something we wanted to try for many, many years, but just could not afford it. And so the timing was great for us. School improvement-wise, we are in year 4 again. We did repeat that for reasons with COVID. Otherwise, just gave us a little more time to work on some of our new strategies that we're applying. But we're just a year away from wrapping that up. And so that'll be a pretty exciting time to celebrate all the growth that we have made over the years, as well as starting a new process. And as John has said, communication is so key with parents. We definitely want to be partners with parents and guardians in the equation of trying to help kids work together to grow and give them as many opportunities and skills as possible as they go into this competitive world. So always encourage people to reach out to us. We're partners And we want it to be that way. There's no such thing as a dumb question in there. So call us, email us, text us, visit our website. All those resources are available. So we appreciate all their help.
All right, very good. Yeah, it's always good to keep that open line of communications, and it's a, we live in an era where it's really easy to do that these days. Another thing that I know that you guys are trying to communicate is open jobs, and that seems to be prevalent everywhere right now. And John, I know you have some open positions coming up, including a coach position potentially coming up.
Yeah, we're excited to get this process started. You know, there's been discussion in Blue Valley for quite some time about starting a baseball softball team. And this year we have some interest in that. And our Blue Valley Foundation has been instrumental in kind of focusing on building that program. So, you know, if you have a desire to work with our kiddos and build a baseball softball program, please give us a call. We're looking for coaches and anyone who's interested in being a part of this process so that we can have the best possible outcome. It's not easy starting a program when we've never had a program before. So we've enlisted the help of the foundation to help give us some guidance. We're doing the behind the scenes work with the organization with getting all of the equipment and such. So it's important to know that, you know, any input is vital. So please give us a call if you have some. If you have an interest in coaching baseball or softball, please let us know. You know, we also have an open art position. We've got currently, we've got subs filling that spot, and they're doing a fantastic job. We were fortunate to find a sub that has previous art teaching experience. So that's been a blessing. And if you're interested, give us a call on that. We're always in need of bus drivers. It has been a common theme in our district with a need for bus drivers, but it's not just us. It's regionally, it's statewide, it's nationally that there is a demand for drivers. And don't worry if you don't have a CDL. If you're interested and we can get you taken care of, we will pay for your CDL and work through all of the challenges that come with that. But it's a great opportunity to interact with kids. It's a part-time job. So if you have other skills and desires to do throughout the rest of your day, come out and drive a bus. We're also offering single health insurance, which is another incentive. So we're really making it easy for anybody who wants to come drive a bus for us. So all we ask is that you come out and you enjoy working with the kids. So give us a call, 785-293-5256.
All right. Very good. Then I also know you have some information on site council.
Yes. So every school district has a need for site councils. Each building will have one. And then at the district level, if you're interested in being on our site council, an email will be going out district-wide to our patrons this afternoon, encouraging you to sign up and give feedback. Site Council is a group of parents, staff members, community members that advise the district on what they would like to see happen in the district. And so we take that information and we try to implement what the community would like to have happen. And it's important to know that without parent involvement, as Cliff had mentioned earlier, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things that we do. And this is a way to have a voice and input into the things that we do. So I encourage you when the email is sent that you respond and come out and be a part of something special.
All right. Very good. Well, Cliff, is there any final thoughts here before we wrap things up this morning?
Brandon, I think we've covered it all. So it's been a good meeting.
All right. John, anything else?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to share what we have going on in Blue Valley.
All right. Well, we always look forward to talking to you, and I guess we'll look forward to talking to you closer to Halloween next month. Guys, have a good rest of your September.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon.